News Talk Saturday.
Well, plenty of love in the air today for Valentine's Day. But we're going to talk about first dates on Valentine's Day and in general, because you maybe want to get to a point where by this time next year you have a partner for Valentine's Day. But first dates are a delicate operation, part like an interview and part like a chemistry experiment. Lots of people oversharing, checking their phone on first dates, talking about their exes, talking about politics, religion, money, asking people how much they earn. There are certain moves that can kill the vibe instantly. So we have some advice for you by two experts in dating. Cathal O'Sullivan, who's a producer at 98FM, and Ali Ryan, founder and CEO of Goss.ie. Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Good morning.
You're our two experts. You're so successful in the dating world that you've lots of advice. Sorry, Ali, can I ask you first of all, we had Galentine, Palentine, Valentine. Is there a need for all this rubbish?
Now, the Galentine's one, I have to say, as someone who previously used to hate Valentine's Day, I actually think Galentine's is really important. Like any single gals listening today, it is lovely to have some sort of plan on Valentine's Day, whether it's like a girly sleepover or girly cocktail. So I'm for the Galentine's. It really does help a lot of girls that are single, because it's very hard walking around seeing guys rushing around with flowers and cards when you're by yourself. So I think Galentine's could be needed sometimes for sure.
Right. Okay. Cathal, let's talk about first dates. People hate going on them. They're filled full of nervousness and anxiety. And there are a lot of red flags when you go on a first date.
Yeah, and like you mentioned in your intro there, I suppose there's a certain amount of things people don't want to be hearing when they go on a first date. You want to be relaxed. You want to, I suppose, just enjoy yourself, number one, but you don't want to be put on the spot when it comes to things like, I suppose, your job or your former partners and things like that. I think people more and more now are trying dating as, I suppose, a release. Like they've this kind of work-life balance where they're kind of working really hard and they have no enjoyment, and they're going on dates to, I suppose, not so much find a partner all the time. They're just going out there, putting themselves out there and trying something new. They want to see what the dating world is like. And I suppose sometimes these red flags do come up. Like you'll meet a person who, I suppose, maybe might have a different political view to you, or might be, I suppose, interested in getting into a relationship really fast, and you mightn't want that. So I suppose you have to take it with, like, I suppose, little few baby steps, but all with that in mind, that you're just there to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, true. Ali, what would be a red flag if we single guys here looking to go on a date with a woman? What's a red flag for girls on first dates?
Yeah, I think definitely really high up there is talking about / slamming your ex-partner on a first date. I think discussing it at all should be off limits.
I can't believe really people do this on a first date.
Oh no, you've no idea. Really? And it's such, and it really takes away from getting to know someone in a romantic way, because suddenly you're talking about their ex and they did this wrong and they used to say that and I hated their parents. And suddenly you're like, am I your friend or am I your therapist? Are we on a date? It just takes a turn when someone goes down that road. But obviously sometimes the odd time it might come up because you might be like, when was your last relationship? And I think a simple question like that is okay on a first date.
It's okay, do you know what? If you ask that question, it's your own fault if they talk about their ex then.
But there's talking about your ex and there's like slamming your ex. I think it's a huge red flag if the conversation is she was awful, she did this, she did that. I'm straight away going to think, okay, this guy is very self-involved and is taking no ownership for the issue. So that's definitely one of them. I actually always watch, and I know, I don't know if it's going to be controversial, but I do watch how much somebody drinks on a date. I think if a guy is like pounding the pints in and it's like a Wednesday and we're both in work tomorrow, that's like a red flag for me. And then I suppose political views stuff like that, I don't know if that really something to bring up on the first date, but I have two non-negotiables that I bring up, so I'm a bit of a nightmare as well, I'm not gonna lie. Like before my situation now, when I was single, like my friends would be like, stop saying these things on first dates. Like I would immediately be like, well, I want kids and I want to get married, so if you don't want those things, let's just leave it right now. I used to say that, but I'm dating in my 30s as well, so it's slightly different. Like, I think when you're younger it's different, but like you were saying there, one of my friends, the best advice she ever gave me is like, don't date to like marry, just date to have fun. And I really struggle struggled with that before because I hated going on dates. I didn't care how many siblings they had or where they worked. I didn't care. I just wanted the relationship. So I started trying to reframe things to be like, okay, I might not like this person, but look, it's a drink and a Friday night, we might have good crack and I'll get to know someone new. And when I started doing that, I really let my walls down and I think I came across better in dates. So I think there's a lot of girls out there who are genuinely so sick of dating and they are going in being like, what's your job? What's your height? And it's not out of badness. They're just so sick of going through this. They want to know on the first date. But I think men feel like they're being interviewed for a job when you do that. And it just does not come across well.
It's not very romantic either, I suppose. No. The big question about who pays, is that still an issue these days, Colin?
I suppose, like, from my experience, I think it's very much a case of you go Dutch. Okay. Or if someone, I think if someone really wants to pay, and that be it the girl or the boy or either or in each relationship, I think if someone puts themselves out there and say, no, look, I'd really like to pay for this, like, dinner tonight. Say there's lots of couples going to be going out, whether they're just first dates or they've spent, I don't know, 3 years together.
Yeah.
Whoever kind of really puts themselves forward and says, look, I'd actually really like to tonight. And whether it be someone just trying to be a gentleman, take that and say, look, yeah, great, I'll get the first drink in the next place, or I'll bring you for an ice cream around the corner, or something like that. I think it's a balancing act, and you kind of have to allow someone to show that little bit of, I don't know, chivalry or something like that. Like, I know sometimes people say, oh, it's very traditionalist not to pay your own way and stuff like that. But if someone really puts themselves out there and they're after having a really nice time and they want to do it, I can't see why not.
I have a great tip if anyone's dating, which is what I used to do, which is that you disappear to the bathroom after you finish the meal when they're cleaning up, because then the pressure is on that person to pay. So
while you're away.
Yeah, so when you come back, then they'll say, oh, I got the meal. So if you're trying to save a few quid, there's
I must try that one.
It's a good one. You should try it. Now, Ali, the silences on a date. Here's a tricky one, because sometimes some people are more just outgoing than others. And I remember one of my friends saying to me after she came home from a date, and she thought it had gone really well, and she said, was it a great first date or was I a star? Because she realised then that she was just putting on this big show. So do you let the silences happen, or does it have to be full on conversation flowing the whole time?
See, I couldn't bear to talk to anyone, even if it wasn't a date, just in general, without filling the silences. I'd be like that too, like your friend. I would just talk. I could speak to anybody.
Yeah.
The thought of sitting beside someone that you don't know with two drinks there or food and not being able to speak, I'd actually kill me. But I have been on dates in the past where I could feel the silence within minutes, and I was literally like, how long can I stay in this without being rude? And I would just count down the minutes, and I would give myself like, maybe I'll stay an hour. But you kind of know when there's any big silences like that, you probably don't have chemistry. And it's hard with first dates because a lot of people are meeting on apps, so maybe they've seen each other, they find each other attractive. I do think girls in particular figure it out pretty quickly whether there's chemistry there or not, and that I think can lead to the silences. But some people are also shy, and you have to remember that too, especially from the female point of view. I've had friends come back from dates being like, oh, he wasn't great crack, or he didn't really like do anything fun, it wasn't that funny, the whole thing. And I'm like, some guys are out there and they are nervous. So I always think you should give someone at least two dates if there's any attraction at all.
Okay.
Because I do think we have to be a little bit nicer on the lads. Like, we do have high expectations, and we do want them to pay the bill, and we do want them to be chivalrous. And as Irish women, we want the crack, and we want it to be fun, and
it's
we want chemistry. So it's a lot. And I do think some guys genuinely are just as nervous as we are. So I would always say, don't base it all on the first date. I would always say go on the second. The splitting the bill thing is a slight ick for me. If a guy like says we should split the bill, that's like a
you
red
want him
flag.
To pay.
I think it's not that he has to pay, but I think he should offer to pay. I think there should be some old, I'm a traditionalist anyway, a romantic traditionalist, but I think it's a bit, I have been on dates like years ago where people be like, right, so how are we going to do this? And I'm like, we literally had two drinks, like, calm down. You know? Like, you know, I've heard friends of mine saying people afterwards have sent them Revolut requests. Like, it just, I can't with that. It's like, especially if it's only two or three drinks, it's different if maybe you're going on something big, but if it's a first date and it's two pints, just offer to pay the bill.
How attractive to get a Revolut request after a date as well. Now, also, by the way, some people find that there's great banter on text if you meet someone on an app, but then in real life, they're not as funny because they've had ages to prepare for that text as well. Staying with texting, if the date goes well, when, Cathal, should you text them? So you want to play it cool, but you don't want to be too cool.
Yeah. In the past, I've been very kind of cool about it. Like, in the past when I was dating, I've been like, oh, I need to play cool and wait for them to text me and stuff like that. But more recently, as I kind of
become more desperate.
More recently, as I've started, I don't know, having positive dating experiences, I've come out of dates and just been like, do you know what, shoot a shot and just say, look, I really enjoyed
myself.
Straight
away, after the date.
Well, like, I don't know, maybe on the bus home or an hour after or something like that. Like, I think it's a case of, if you've enjoyed it, making yourself known, because if you haven't, you're kind of dancing around.
Do you not look needy then?
I would say needy. I would say, I suppose I've enjoyed myself. And if you think they've enjoyed themselves as well.
Yeah.
Whereas if you think it's gone badly, you might wait for them to text you and say, look, that maybe wasn't, I suppose, something we're going to pursue. But I think if you've really enjoyed yourself, I don't see the reason to hold off and wait. And like, people are like, not desperate for dates, but people want to find someone they love.
Okay, so listen, I'm way out of time, but good luck to everyone who's dating tonight. I would say to the Irish women as well, some of them think they're going to date Jesus Christ with all the demands that they look for as well. Anyway, Emer, or sorry, Ali, I'm out of time, but thank you so much and good luck to everyone dating later. Ali Ryan, founder and CEO of Gostoddy, and Carlo Sullivan, producer at 98FM.
News Talk Saturday.